We can't always every time be like, oh, I'm not feeling the Christmas spirit. We gotta get Christmassy. We gotta feel it at some point, gorgeous.
When am I gonna feel it?
You're gonna feel it. You
I
should have
need
felt
it.
it. I thought you were feeling it when we were watching this.
I mean, a little.
Oh, a little bit, she
I didn't
says.
feel it in my bones.
No, in your jellies, nothing?
Nope, not in the jellies. I
Stop
felt it
it.
like on a cerebral level,
Oh
but
my
not
God.
an emotional level.
Jesus.
Yeah, this year's been hard. And by this year, I mean the past like 6 weeks.
This year has been broken up into two parts. It was the first through the 10th month, and then the 11th and the 12th month. And
Indeed.
boy, the 11th and the 12th month have been
Kicking our ass.
have been a huge struggle. I'll tell you that much. But something that is a unifier and something that brings people together is Christmas films, I think. And you
I
know
think that's
what?
fair.
And you know, by golly, we're doing our damnedest and we're doing Christmas right here because we're going to cover a couple classics, starting off with this one. And then the next one, we're going to do another classic on Christmas Day. Ooh, foreshadowing.
Ooh.
Already foreshadowing, forecasting what's to come. Go ahead and look at your weather report. It says, it's going to be a show-dependent Christmas. It's
Ooh.
pictures of you, me, and Buddy, our heads coming out of a cloud on top of a Christmas tree. There's gifts
Wow.
inside. And when you open the gifts inside, guess what? It's more pictures of our heads in there. Because
That's a
it's a
lot.
show-dependent Christmas coming up.
See, I was just imagining like sitting in our listeners' like living rooms waiting for them on Christmas morning. Just, hi.
Just flick the light
Merry
on. We were waiting for you.
Christmas.
Where were you?
Merry Christmas. We're here now.
Just a record. If we had a record, the Christmas episode is going to be released on vinyl. You can put it on, and it's one whole episode of ours. It's a what is it? I feel like you can only put like 20 minutes worth of music on one side of a vinyl.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
So one episode would be what, like
Four
three
discs.
vinyls?
Yeah.
Three vinyls, 20 minutes each, 20, 40, 60. I guess two of that, huh? I can do math. I learned it a long time ago.
A little bit. A
Just a
little
little
bit.
bit. Oh, I can do like up to 100s. 101, that you got me.
Ah, too many numbers.
That's like the exact same number of Dalmatians. And then after that, I don't know.
Then I forgot how to count afterwards.
It's not called 102 Dalmatians, is
They
it?
did have one called
Did they
102
really?
Dalmatians. Yes, they did.
Damn, was that the sequel?
Yes.
103?
Probably. I don't remember it, but probably.
Okay.
Very
Well, you know
funny.
what? Part of the show-dependent Christmas, a very show-dependent Christmas, just keep on adding the branding.
They were gonna have like a 12 adjective long.
It's starting off here. But before we give you the title, why don't we introduce ourselves? I want you to picture a fireplace crackling in the background.
I don't
Oh.
have to picture it. It's right here. I'm looking at
But
it.
the listeners, not the yous, the
Oh,
listeners.
sorry. Sorry.
I want you to picture way off. It's like right next to you. If it simultaneously sounds like it's in front of your door and it's also down the street. Carolers. Ooh. They're making the Yuletide gay.
Slay.
A knock at the chimney. Yes, I said what I said.
Okay.
A
I'm scared.
faint little meow.
Buddy?
And then with a crash.
Oh, gosh.
First of all, just a big puff of black hair coming down the chimney, right into your home.
Is it you or is it Buddy?
And then behind that big puff of hair, the most gorgeous woman you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Just in a huge puffer jacket. Coming down on the back of this big mound of hair. And in her hands, a little buddy boy.
Baby. Little
Merry
baby.
early Christmas from Show Dependent. That's us.
Hello,
The man,
everyone.
the big hair, when he washes his hair and then doesn't do anything. That's me. That's Eddie. Man, it's wild what my hair does.
Oh, it's something else.
The gorgeous, gorgeous girl. Her name
Say,
is.
Kayla, hello everyone.
And the little boy in her hands. A
Buddy.
Christmas miracle every Christmas.
He's a miracle every day.
He contrasts the white snow.
Every goddamn day. We will not be losing him in the snows.
No, because he's got a little bell. It's almost like Rudolph.
Only
Ding-a-ding-a-ding. Did
his
Rudolph
nose is
have a bell?
black. Yeah, I mean,
I
reindeer
thought
wear a
so.
bell.
Oh shit. Well,
Jingle
hey, it's Short
bells.
Opinion Podcast. Here we are. A very short opinion of Christmas. We're coming to you live for us, but not live for yous.
So deal with it.
And we hold on. Where did I write it down? I feel like I wrote it down on the blue sky. On the blue sky, you better jump in and join the revolution while you've got the chance to be there in the ground floor. Now let me see here. I wrote it down on our blue sky profile, and I think I liked it. Hey, what's up? It's a podcast about our relationship with the things we love. All that time for those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
This is
eight,
worth it.
9 words in summation. We're coming to you, and we got another beautiful episode right here. There we go. That's what I wanted. I wanted the input. Today, we're gonna get right on into it. We're talking about a 1999. Yeah, that's right. Pre-Y2K.
Wild.
American, and I didn't know this part, but I guess it makes sense. Direct-to-video animated Christmas
Really?
anthology.
Huh.
Comedy fantasy film. Yeah, that's what
Comedy
Wikipedia says.
fantasy, huh?
Produced by Walt Disney Television Animation. It's called Mickey's Once. And there was a twice, but not a thrice. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Right. I can't
I
believe this was a straight to VHS thing.
it's weird, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's hard
I
to
mean, I
see,
don't.
like,
Yeah, I
people
don't.
buying popcorn, sitting down in the theater and watching this.
Valid.
But it is like feature length, isn't it? I
Yeah, with all of
mean,
them together. Well, and it's a good like TV special too.
yeah. Oh, I guess it's not feet. It's only 60. It's like an hour.
It felt like 90.
It's just because it's that good.
Yeah, I was just cozy and I was like, yeah.
You're feeling it a little bit.
I'm
You're
very
feeling it
cozy
a
right
little
now.
bit.
It's the hoodie I'm wearing, and I'm wearing fuzzy socks.
There it is. The Christmas spirit through the fuzz.
Aren't you sure? Are you sure it's not just like comfort?
No, that's the Christmas spirit.
Oh, okay.
The Christmas spirit is comfort, it's warmth, it's joy, it's hope. It's off in the distance, but it's approaching, you know?
Okay, if you say so.
So similar to like a ghost.
I do like ghosts,
Floating
so.
through the air. Ooh. Farewell. What does he say? So long, Scrooge.
Scrooge. I can't now. When I watch Scrooge, I will feel it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a lot of nostalgia.
Well, we'll have to do it after this. Let's get into it with the meet cute. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, 1999. Jingle.
It's a meet cute baby. It's how we met this thing. Ho ho ho.
Nice.
Thank you.
Should I go first or should you go
No,
first?
I should definitely go first because
Okay.
I did not watch this movie growing up. I only
No?
no, I only watched
No.
I only watched this like
Buddy.
for the first time in like 2017.
Really? It was with me?
Yeah, it's the
For
first time I'd
real.
seen it. I was not a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse girly.
Wow, MICKEY.
MOUSE was not for me. And yeah, I was a Winnie the Pooh girl. Like of all the animated Disney things, like I watched Winnie the Pooh
All right.
growing up. And then on occasion, like some of those sing-along movies ended up in my house.
A poo girl.
Ew, not like that. Winnie the
Oh,
Pooh. I am not that. Ugh. Yeah, but I only watched it with you, like
damn.
what was that? Like the first or second Christmas season?
Something like that.
We had been together, and
Oh yeah, that's good.
yeah, I was just like, oh, this is
You
nice.
want to redo that part so you're not yawning during the
I'm
podcast?
so comfy, though.
Okay.
I'm so cozy.
Is that the excuse?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't really. I just remember the first time I watched it was with you, and I was just like, oh, these are actually
You're
good.
oh, it's
Yard.
actually good. Yeah.
Yard. Well, I don't know.
You
I
was
just.
judging?
Oh, 100%, because
Why?
I feel like most people that like Mickey and Minnie are like the worst kind of millennials you want to be around.
Okay.
That or like your 85-year-old grandmother who has been collecting
Wow.
Disney stuff since she was like four. And there's like nothing in between.
Is that
I
Mickey
feel like
Mouse
there's
Fine
very few
China?
people that casually enjoy Mickey Mouse.
Well, I'm one of them.
I know you are. I feel like you're a rare exception. I don't feel like a lot of people are
Mickey
like
Mouse
you.
does some good stuff.
I know. I love
The
the new
House of
animated series.
Mouse. Oh, that's good
That
stuff.
shit's good. That
Yes.
shit's funny.
Okay. Well, so
Yeah.
your first feeling was just like shock
I was
at
like,
oh, this
wow,
is actually good.
this is pretty
Minor
good.
impressive feelings. Like, oh,
Correct.
interesting.
Indeed.
Man, I don't remember when I first, I mean, it came out in 99. I was about 8, 9 years old, you know? I don't think we had the VHS, anything like that. I want to say this is just something that, you know, when it came on the TV, maybe like a Disney Channel, maybe like an ABC Fam. I don't know what networks were allowed to show Disney at a certain point, but you know, I want to say we caught this on the tube,
Yeah, that sounds right.
and I just, you know, I love Christmas. I love a Christmas. Always do. Always try to get into the spirit. It makes me feel nice. Even if, like this year, it doesn't feel all that great. And the spirit's a little rough. And it's hard to be happy at times with some of the things that have been happening this year. I am starting to feel it. And watching this always makes me feel it. I just think Christmas is beautiful. And these stories are great. They're like, obviously, like a Disney's Christmas Carol, a retelling of classics. A little bit of original stuff there in the middle with the Goofy story, I believe. But the Donald story and the Mickey story are like, you know,
Reinterpretations,
retellings,
yeah.
reimaginings, yeah, of classic stories. They're classics for a reason. But I think the Disney touch, the characters that they have in this, it's just, you know, it's fun. It's fun to see them. They're iconic, their voices. They do very fun things. And I don't know. It's just, as we'll get to, the like bookends of this, I think,
Yeah.
are magical. And it's just a really, it's neat. It's a neat, like,
It's
60
just
minutes.
neat.
It'll get you there. It'll get you feeling the Christmas spirit. I don't know. What more do you need? I just remember watching it for the first time, whenever that was, and just being like, man, this is something I should watch every year for Christmas. Like, this is something that's good. I love it. It's quick, it's short. When you need like a quick hit, oh, I need my fix.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta get a quickie. I'm
Are
fiending right now.
you addicted to
Need a
Christmas?
quick hit of that Xmas real fast. You put on
Yikes.
Mickey's Once Upon. And you feel it, and it gets you there, and you can make it through the day and through the season. Or maybe get a start to your season on this one.
We're pre-gaming Christmas. Is
Yeah,
that what I'm hearing?
I got a pre-game Christmas. Put the Mickey's Once on.
It's crazy that people get shit-faced on Christmas Eve, by
It's
the
wild that
way.
people do any
That
of that stuff with the
blows
holidays.
my mind. Same with people getting
Think
drunk
it's
on
worse
the
on
day before
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Blackout Wednesday, as apparently some people call it. First of all, I think Thanksgiving's worse because, oh, you're telling me you're gonna black out, your stomach's gonna be just destroyed, and then the next day is like one of the
It's
days
the binge
where you just
eating day of the
eat a
year.
whole bunch of food. There's no way, dude. But also on Christmas, and maybe that's just, you know, with like, you know, our families and how we've been raised and all that stuff and like the culture and everything. But I cannot imagine.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a terrible Christmas.
I would hate that.
That sounds like the start to a terrible day, and that's not good for me on a day that's supposed to be joyous.
Indeed.
Speaking of joyous, it's time to get into these three stories. Let's get to know them.
There you go. Getting to know each other. Bow.
Merry Christmas, Mickey.
Merry Christmas, Minnie.
Should I start with the whole quote?
Yeah, story time, story
Yeah,
time.
here we go.
An excerpt of poetry from Eddie. Yay, woohoo!
One time a year, there's a marvelous night when enchantment and wonder spark and take flight. Each home fills with joy on this grand holiday, with hearts growing warm in a magical way. The rooms are all covered with garlands and wreaths. The mantle is ready with stockings beneath. Lights twinkle and glow and bells brightly chime. The moment's arrived. It's here. Christmas time.
Hooray!
Oh my God. I said, and I quote, when I heard the line, one time a year, there's a marvelous night when enchantment and wonder spark and take flight. I said out loud, oh, let's go, dude.
Like it's a
'Cause
fucking
Christmas is
sporting
here,
event.
baby. Oh, yeah. Christmas ran through the banner, just fucking crashed through on a
That's
sleigh.
aggressive. That's scary.
Da 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 da. I'm behind,
Oh,
just fucking got just two candy canes, one in each
I am
hand, just raising
imagining.
them, clacking them together.
No, I'm not even imagining this as like a live action thing. This is EA Sports, like NFL. What is it
Like
called?
Madden, John
Madden.
Madden.
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
This
It's
is
video
low
game.
quality Madden.
Oh, low quality.
Pixelated, yeah.
So like Super Nintendo days.
Yeah, just super
Just
clunky.
chopping through.
Choppy Santa,
Fired up.
giant Santa mascot.
Fired up. I could feel the spirit. I felt the spirit enter my heart. Through
Wow.
my tubes. What are they? Vacuolar tubes? The ones in your heart? What?
Vascular.
Cardiology, cardiovascular. I got it. I get Greek. Is it Greek?
I don't know.
Or is it Latin? It's Greek, right?
I
Cardio.
don't know. I don't
All I'm telling you here is I felt it. I
know.
felt it, and I was like, all right. Okay. This is Christmas.
It's
We get
Christmas.
three gifts under the tree, three stories here wrapped up and waiting for us, waiting for all of you. If you haven't seen this movie, and maybe out here and you ebb in your knees until you Scrooge, right?
Oh
Maybe
my God.
one of them guys or them
Ew.
ladies
Ew.
who's just out here. Oh, Christmas a humbug, Uncle?
Yes.
I don't think so. You need to watch this. You need to feel it. It's 60 minutes.
Give it a little time.
You have it a little time. I think it's great. Three gifts, three stories. Once again, we start off with Donald Duck.
Quack, quack.
And it's called Donald Duck Stuck on Christmas.
Which is funny because he's not stuck on
Yeah,
Christmas.
it's interesting because
It's all about Huey, Louie, Dewey.
we get there's great poems, there's little like what would you call them? Two
In
stanzas?
betweens, I guess. I don't know.
Little interludes, couple like a two bar rap here, where it talks about like essentially the message in the last line is, what would it be like if it was Christmas every day? We get Groundhog Day with ducks on
Quack,
Christmas.
quack.
But yeah, you're right, because I looked it up. This is 99, and I
Yeah.
looked it up and Groundhog Day came out in 93.
Copycats,
Copycats, but also
copy ducks.
this is based, there you go. A doopy duck.
Oh, dear.
Right? A dupe, because that's like a copy. Duplicate.
Oh,
A duplicate duck.
yeah. Ah, I
A
like that.
ducklicate.
Ducklicate. I do really
There
enjoy that
we
actually.
go.
I want you to teach somebody in your life that this weekend.
Okay, I will
That
try.
is the challenge. I want you to just say it as nonchalantly as possible.
Oh, yes, a duck look at.
Oh And only I will understand.
But the short was, and I was like, it's got to be influenced by Groundhog Day, right? But also, it's inspired by the 1892 short story Christmas Every Day by William Dean Howells.
That sounds like a boring book. I'm just gonna say that.
Is it a banger?
I don't know.
Because I
I didn't
know
read it.
bangers, dude.
Oh yeah.
I know bangers.
A banger expert here.
There's also a 1996 film based on that. So,
Huh.
the point is these things came before this. Obviously,
Yeah.
it's not like it's one of the inspired ones, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell us what happens in a little quick short Kayla
Yep.
recap?
Yep. Here's the gist, people. Huey and
There
Dewey. Huey is
you go. Get there.
red.
Here's the system. Yep, Huey, because Hugh, the
Hugh
Hughes, it makes me think red.
is red. Louie is green.
No.
And Dewey.
No.
Do?
Dewey is
Dewey!
blue because
I
Dew is
know.
water. Yeah,
Huey,
Dewey's
Louie,
blue.
I said Louie.
No, you said Dewey.
Huey is red.
Yes.
Louie is green.
That's not what you said. You said Dewey, but go ahead. Yes, Louie is green.
And Dewey is blue.
Correct.
Why are all their voices the same? Anyway,
Because they're triplets.
that doesn't mean they have
I
to sound
also
the
hope
same.
that that is correct because I just like took that upon myself as the reason how I remember, but I don't know if it's actually true.
Oh
Let
my
me look it
God. Can
up
you
real
please
quick.
look it up?
Buddy,
Anyway.
can we get a little Oh, what the hell?
Anyway, they hope that
Continue.
they have a good Christmas-ish. They're kind of jerks for some moments, but overall they have a decent Christmas. And then before they go to bed that night, they wish on a star and they're like, "We wish it could be Christmas every day." And then ooh, it happens. Oh my God. Does it happen? And they end up
Oh man.
hating it. It gets really bad and they're only able to break the cycle after they learn the true meaning of Christmas. And yeah. And it's very funny because they end up being like, "Oh, thank God it's not Christmas. This is the
I
best."
mean, it's a classic like kid thing, right? It's a classic kid thing of like, man, if we had this every day, that'd be dope, but not really knowing that it devalues the specialness of it. I mean, what do people say all the time, you know? If it keeps happening, it's like the whole thing, like we need rain so we know how good rainbows are, right? And nice sunny days and all that stuff. Buddy looked it up, and in fact, that is correct.
Oh, thank
It's also
God.
funny because this, I think it's from D23.com, says Huey was dressed in red, Dewey in blue, and Louie in green. You can remember this by noting the brightest hue of the three is red, which is Huey, similar to what I think. The color of water, Dew, is blue, Dewey, but it just says that leaves Louie.
Oh, great.
And also
Poor Louie.
leaves are green.
Oh.
But the way I think of it is I think Luigi.
Oh, that works too.
And
Based.
Luigi's green.
Based. Based.
Comrade Luigi and the
Sorry, I'm getting
Mushroom
really
Kingdom.
excited.
But
Ooh,
anyways,
yeah.
here's the thing that because I have a great day. There's some very notable moments we'll get to in a second. My first thing is, even just on the first day of Christmas, Huey, Dewey, Louie, absolute menaces. They open the gifts before the guests even arrive, and Donald looks and he's like, "Hey, you're supposed to wait for guests, so these guys know," and yet they still go and do that. That's mad disrespect. Unbelievable actions by these three. They don't even look at the card. None of this
Well,
matters.
it also sucks just because, like, as a kid, that is really hard
Yeah,
to
but
be
also
forced to
like,
wait.
if you know,
That's
and I
true.
felt it, and I
If you
felt it. I was like, oh man, I want the gifts, dog. Let me open up. I was always jealous of like, oh, we get to open one the night before. I was like, I wish that was me, dog.
No, that has never been me.
Why can't I get one?
No, I love the suspense.
And then I also had like some of my family members, because it's the whole, like Mexican thing, where they're like, oh, we start opening gifts at like midnight or whatever. And my family never did that. I was like, I wish that was me,
No.
man. They can never let me do nothing.
There it is. Yep. I was the kid at like That woke up at 5 a.m. and just
Oh,
didn't go back to sleep. And
yeah.
I just laid there in anticipation. And then I'd like creep into my brother's rooms and be like, guys, I'm awake. Can you wake up too?
It's time.
Please. Meanwhile, it's like barely 6 a.m. and my parents want to die. And I'm just like, come on, please. Please. I know it's 6 a.m., but like, gosh, please.
How did that work?
Please.
Could you wake them up and they would get into it and you would all
Yeah.
open it? Okay.
Yeah, so what we'd do is the deal was we could go downstairs and we could look at everything, but we weren't allowed to touch
Ooh, that's
anything.
mine. Oh, you couldn't touch?
No
You
touching. We'd
couldn't
just like look
move
at it,
them?
be like, oh my gosh, there's my
That's
stocking.
mine.
That one's mine. Look at all the
Oh, really?
presents. Yeah. But then we wait till everybody gets there and then we go through our stocking. As we got older, we would just kind of like do our stockings. And then our parents would eventually come down and they'd be like, okay, let's do the thing. And then we'd do it. But
Nice.
yeah.
Yeah, we were not allowed to wake my parents up. We would
Oh.
have to wait for them to wake up, but most of the time they were awake,
Yeah, I
you
mean, they're
know.
early risers anyway, so.
But we would wait, obviously, as kids, like they would give us the stockings and stuff, but we could like touch and all this stuff. We just couldn't like, you know, obviously couldn't open them,
Yeah.
anything like that. But then we would always like have to wait for like a few extended family members,
Oh my
like
God, that's
my tia,
torture.
yeah, my tios. They would always come over, and it was always funny because like I don't know, they're always late.
Of course.
So it would always be a thing where we would have to like call them and be like, you know, hey, you gotta get here. I need to open my gift.
The kids are dying.
But
Please.
obviously, you know, being an adult now is just kind of like, yeah, we'll just hang out, whatever, whatever. But we still, you know, we still observe it. You still gotta wait for everyone to do that whole thing.
That's funny
But,
that you
so
guys
that's why
do
it's
an
wild.
extended family gift
Just a
opening.
little bit, just a little,
Yeah.
just a couple, you know? We don't get the
Nothing
whole fam
crazy.
together.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah,
that
it's
sounds like
just because, you
hell.
know, they're here.
The people
You know what I mean?
that, okay, here's, I need to break this down.
Oh boy.
Does your family take turns opening presents? Or does everybody open everything all at once?
It's kind of like all at once.
That is chaos.
It's kind of essentially like us kids like open the first one, but then we just, you know, give them to like the adults, especially now. It's like we tell them like you gotta open one too and all that stuff. But then we just kind of, you know, just kind of start handing them out and opening them and all that stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we're adults, you know.
We take turns.
Nah, it's not a birthday.
We go by ages. We alternate years.
It ain't
So
no birthday.
sometimes we
We're
go youngest to oldest, and then we go oldest to youngest.
okay. All right.
It's fun.
Well, you know, the whole point being these kids are wild. All right.
Oh my
And
God,
they don't
yeah, they have no
care and they do
discipline.
all that stuff.
Yeah, I think the thing that pisses me off the most about like how they decide to like reinvigorate Christmas because they're bored with having to live the same day over and over again is just to be like the worst kids possible
Yeah, the
and
default
just
asshole.
chaos. Yeah. Like
Yeah,
that
it's
is so
wild.
fucked.
It's wild. The first thought is like, what if we make this terrible? Wouldn't that be fun? Like, no, it actually wouldn't. Why
And it wasn't fun.
would that be fun?
You made Donald sad. That
McDonald,
that's
Uncle Scrooge.
poor Uncle Scrooge. You ruined his piano. Poor thing.
Oh man,
That's
because
bad.
they go through the loop, and let me tell you, the loop is fun.
It
As
is.
they do the thing, oh, breakfast, Donald freaks out. Where are my kisses? Where are my boys? I mean, you love that.
Oh my God, I love that line. Where are my boys? Where are my kisses?
And then they eat the turkey. Oh, I think this is the best. Daisy's like, hell yeah. Uncle Scrooge got the carols. We wish you a Merry Christmas. They did a little
Oh,
dance.
we'd be shimmying.
And then they take off on their sleds and they never look at the card.
Nope, they
It
never look at Uncle
doesn't
Donald's
matter.
card.
So they make it terrible. They make it worse. And they're like, haha, wasn't that funny? And they're like, ah, actually, as they turn around
Nope.
and see Donald depressed on the
Aw,
verge.
depressed duck.
They're like, maybe,
We
just
screwed
maybe,
up.
being an asshole isn't fun.
Yeah,
Doesn't
and
feel good.
also. Whoever thought it was a good idea to let a wild turkey loose in a house?
Oh man, insane.
Oh my
Also,
God.
the animal and animal speciesism in Disney
Why can we
itself
eat a
is
turkey?
wild. Because they're ducks, but they eat another bird, a turkey.
That's fucked.
And it's similar to like the whole Goofy Pluto situation.
Yeah, that's
Like,
very, very
what's going on
strange.
here? Because that turkey, when it's alive, seems to have a lot of character. Seems
It did.
to have a lot of heart.
It went up the chimney.
And
It
hey,
came out looking like
he
Santa.
survives in the end.
He
Gobble
does.
gobble.
Because they end up having ham.
Another animal.
Another animal.
But
What's
are there
happening?
any pig characters? It's
No,
not
not
like
to my
Porky the
knowledge.
Pig.
No.
I don't know. The point being, on the day, the last day where they figure it out, hey, I guess maybe the whole reason for Christmas will get us out of this, to show generosity and respect and an appreciation for the day just being a day. They make it like the best day ever. I just love in anything, but especially like animation and stuff, because they're like being angels. And they say something to Donald, like, we'll do breakfast or whatever for you. It's all good. And then it cuts to a frame, just a still frame of Donald just staring. And he
He's
doesn't
like,
say anything or move or anything.
this seems suspicious.
And I just love those, because when the reaction is like no reaction,
Yeah,
I
you're
think
like,
that's hilarious.
what the
Because
hell?
you know, in your head, they're like, this motherfucker, I swear to God.
They're up to some shit.
But they figure it out.
They do. And then they have a very Merry Christmas. And they finally take the time
To read the
to
card.
read the card. But that was that the before they fixed
Yeah,
Christmas?
I'm pretty sure
Yeah.
they read it when Donald's depressed because they're like, oh, man, this sucks. Look at the card.
Awkward.
I don't
Yeah.
know if
But
Buddy can find what the
I
card
think
says
it's
real
like
quick.
Christmas isn't about the gifts you share, but the love you give. Something
Yeah,
like that.
something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, you get the message, you get the reason,
You get the
and
idea.
they
It's
turn it
about the
around.
people you love.
And so we see that Christmas every day is not special.
No.
We go right into story number two, gift number two.
A very goofy Christmas. You got one of the like top tier dads of all time.
Oh, one of the greatest, one of the
I
all-time
know.
greats, one of the goats. Goofy, one of the goats of fatherhood. And
He's a
yet
dog.
again, we get a story of, hey, dog spelled backward.
Is God? Wow.
And one of the
Okay.
gods of fatherhood, Goofy, right there.
There it is. It all worked
We
out.
yet again get the story of Goofy just being one of the best dads ever. Genuine
He's
and
a
a genuinely
really,
great guy.
yeah, just a really good person. Start off with just the chaos of sending, apparently, in the 11th hour, on the last potential day, sending a letter to Christmas. Whoa, not to Christmas,
Yeah, Father
to
Christmas.
Santa, Father Christmas. But they have to like chase down the mailman for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason, it's
For
like
some
you couldn't just
reason.
put it in a post. I think maybe, and here's my headcanon here, is they
Okay.
were gonna put it in the mailbox, and then Max is probably like, but the mail already left. How's it gonna get it? You know what I mean? That whole charade, gotta do all that. The magic of
Yeah.
Christmas. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, the mailman ain't having it, but obviously, you know, it works out. My question is this, and maybe someone out there knows it, so if you do know it, showdependentpod@gmail.com. Because I'm assuming people, which I don't even think kids really do this anymore, which is a little sad. The magic of Christmas fading away with modern technology and all that. You probably do like send an email.
Emails,
Yeah,
elf mail.
I got to put a post on Santa's page.
Oh my
Send
God.
him a DM. DM Santa.
No.
My question is, what did they or what do they do with the mail? Because people actually mail Santa letters, right?
Yeah, they
So
put a
what does
stamp
the
on
mail
it.
do? Do they
I have
actually
no
mail it
idea.
somewhere, or do they just like, well, right into the
I'm
fire? It sends it to
That
Santa.
makes
It's
me really
magic.
sad.
Well, I mean,
It's a
but it's
magic
nice that they
fire.
play along with it, right? But there's no way you can have like,
I like to think there's a nice little pile
that'd be
that
kind
they
of
keep
fun
them
though
in.
if they're like, this is too like it would not happen because, you know,
We don't live in a
people
good,
suck
genuine
and we
place.
don't
Yeah.
live in like whimsy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if there were people whose like job it was to be like
Be
Santa?
Santa.
And you like had to reply and all that. There was just like a team of people that just
There
like,
are people that do that.
Yeah, but like
There's groups of
not by the
people.
USPS.
No, no,
You
no,
know
no,
what I
no.
mean? Like, I
It's
want
not
like an
like a
official
federal
position.
organization.
Yeah.
Do you
Because, but then where
know
would those
that?
people get those letters?
Do you know that Ireland, like
Ireland.
every Christmas, they welcome Santa into his airspace, into their airspace?
Yeah, I've seen
It's
that.
so cute.
He's allowed. I love that shit because a
So
kid at
good.
home is just yes. See,
Santa's
that's the shit I love.
coming.
That's the shit I love because it's fucking adorable.
Lean
And
in,
there's no
people.
reason to do it, but they do it just to make kids happy. Just to have a little whimsy in your life.
Yep.
We need more of that. It's like, that's the reason why I still love the U.S. president's pardon of Turkey.
I think that's very sweet.
I'm like, yes,
It's only
he
one,
lives.
but it's very
He
nice.
lives.
It's usually two turkeys, but yeah, it's really,
Yeah,
really
it's
nice.
adorable. Just a little, we need more whimsy.
I need
We
more
need
little
more
cute
cute things
things.
just for the sake of being cute and being nice and kind.
Yep.
But anyways, off that tangent here, the whole problem is Maxie, he's getting up there in age and he's getting to the point where he's like, oh, and of course Pete. I love that Pete is like
I
ultimate
hate him
villain.
so
He's
much.
like the most evil Disney guy. And it's funny because when you break it down, most of the time he's just a guy. But he's always around being a dick.
Yeah, well, he's always there to shit on your sandwich. Like,
Yeah.
it's not, he never is there for good times.
Yeah, he's talking about Santa getting around. How's he doing? Reindeer what fly? Max is like,
Huh? What do you
oh, this don't
mean?
make sense.
I've never really put this together in my head. Fuck, Santa's
So he's
not
starting
real.
to question, and Goofy's like, well, that sucks because Sandy's coming anyways. So don't even worry about it. We get the whole thing where Goofy, great guy, this man cooks a whole
A lot of
Christmas
food.
dinner, and they bring it over to like their neighbor who's having a hard time, and they just like provide him like an amazing Christmas Eve.
I'm gonna cry.
Goofy.
It's so
Goofy
nice.
Goof. One of the goats.
That's what it's about. Why can't we just take care of each
What it's
other?
about, man. It should be that easy. We could all be hanging
We could all just be
out.
good.
That's what I've been saying for the past couple months.
Month,
Is
yeah.
like, we legitimately, like, to go off on another tangent very quickly,
This is the tangent
is
episode,
that.
people.
Yeah,
Sorry.
because of the whimsy, because of the hope, this is what Christmas is the hope for a better future and a better way to do things. It is that we have, and I don't want to say have evolved past it because obviously we haven't because we're stupid, but at the end of the day, we are animals and we have advanced to a point where we don't have to do any of this anymore. We have advanced to a point where we could provide food, shelter, everything for every human on this planet. And we could all be hanging out.
We could
We
all
legitimately
be
could all just be hanging
chilling.
out. We could all just be doing what we want to do. Because I guarantee you, people would like want to cook burgers. People would like want to pick up trash and help people. Like we could all be hanging out. But instead, we're still like, oh, we're animals. We have to fight to survive. And it's like, dog, we've advanced past this. Have you seen A Very Goofy Christmas? Because Goofy takes the time out his day, out his Christmas Eve with his son. As a matter of fact, he brings his son along to set a good example and show him this is what the season is about,
It makes
taking
me
care of
so
each other.
sad when the poor little kid is like, "You wanna play toy carses? I only got two, but I can share." And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh my
Oh, he's
God.
only got two.
He's poor.
But
This sucks. And
he's
he's
still giving it.
happy.
That's it.
And he
It's
still
simple. And
shares.
it goes back to a point in the Donald Duck one that I forgot to say. But it's funny because, and granted, it's a movie, whatever, whatever. But even in like a Christmas Story, you know, set back in the day, these kids, their gifts are like a toy car, a blimp. And they're like, dog,
Hell yes.
this is sick. It's like that TikTok thing of that toy where it just clacks down.
Jacob's Ladder?
Yeah. Well, no, with like the man that like falls
Oh,
down. It's like a wooden man. And all it does is that. And just
Again,
let
Father.
go. Huzzah.
Sublime.
Huzzah, dude.
Yep.
We used to be so simple. And now it's this is just us complaining, but also the
This is
magic of
us being old
Christmas.
people.
But now it's like that TikTok we saw where like,
Our Christmas lists
yeah, versus like young kids today's
versus
Christmas
people
list,
now.
which is just like,
Stanley
give me my
Tumblr.
Stanley Tumblr,
That like $400
give me
backpack.
makeup, skincare, give me the iPad,
Give me the
give me the
platform
Fortnite
of.
skins. You know, it's like, dude, we used to play with things.
We did.
We used to throw pieces of plastic and metal around
We
and
really
had a
did.
time.
Yep,
We used to
you.
have. Let's go,
Imagination.
SpongeBob.
Poor SpongeBob.
They just had a box.
They had a
And
box.
Patrick and
You know what they did in
SpongeBob
that
had a
box?
fucking day.
They went mountain climbing and almost died in that box.
But they didn't.
But they did it. They survived through the power of friendship and the helicopter that came to rescue them.
What the hell? But obviously this all comes to a head because well, let's say what it is. Sandy shows up, but it's
Yeah.
actually Goofy.
He's dressed up
Obviously,
for the kids.
and this, you know, Max is betrayed. What the
Yeah.
hell? Goofy tries to explain it. It doesn't happen. You want to tell us what happens at the end?
They don't get. They camp out on the roof because Goof is determined to be like, "No, Max, he's real. I promise he's coming. I'll prove it to you." And oh my God, the part that rips my heart out every time is
Get
like
there.
he like keeps trying to like draw attention to the house,
Yeah.
and then he takes his shovel in the snow
Oh.
and
Oh.
he carves "Don't forget Max" in the
Let's
snow. It's
go.
so sad.
Goofy. Let's go with tears in my eyes.
Oh my
It's the
God.
best because Max is like, oh, Dad. Because he's just like, I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah.
I don't understand how like kids, why do kids feel, what is this with this whole betrayal or like this or that or like, or when people
The
paint it as
betrayal
like,
narrative,
oh,
yeah.
you're lying to your kids. Okay. What, for whimsy?
Yeah.
For a little bit of just childhood magic and fun and allowing a kid to be innocent and believe that miracles can happen? Oh, what a bad thing to
For
do.
one day a year, like
What a bad thing for your kids to be like, wow, this is magical. This is incredible. And I just, as I've said many a time on our Christmas episodes, I never, not once, felt betrayed.
No.
It was just like, okay, my parents are awesome. This is amazing. And I'm gonna keep it going for my brother and sister, you know, and for the younger kids, you know. It's just, what's so wrong with a little bit of magic?
Nothing. But anyway, they're about to give up. And by they, I mean Goofy. Because Max is, he's past the point of being like, "Oh God, my dad's sad now. This is, I need to make him feel better." And then Max ends up dressing like Santa.
Goofy depressed.
He's
He's
really
doing that.
sad.
Donald did it, and now Goofy's doing it. He's just staring. He's just, dog, I'm dead. The
Dead
light has
inside.
left my life.
And then Max dresses up, and then Goofy figures out that Max is not Santa. Shocker. But then the real Santa comes
Oh, yeah.
and saves the day, and he gets Max the snowboard that he wanted. And my favorite thing that Santa does, because it's called fucking, you get yours,
Because it's fuck
Stinky
Pete
Pete.
every day.
Fuck you, Pete. He makes all the snow from Goofy's yard blow onto his. Like, get fucked, Pete.
Yeah.
Merry
Get
Christmas,
out of here,
y'all.
you
And then
bum.
he leaves. And it's very sweet.
Here's a little fun fact from Buddy here, is that this is actually like canonically, I guess, attached to what happens before the Goofy series, The Goof Troop.
Oh, interesting.
And then that directly leads into a Goofy movie. So this is
That's
like
cool.
canonically something that happens in the Goofy Max Goof storyline.
That's sweet.
So it's really happened when he was a little kid. We see all this stuff. It's
Aw,
great, isn't it? That's the
very
same
nice.
Max. Maxie.
Maxie.
That's what's his name.
God. Goofy movie, so good.
So good. We did
So
an
good.
episode on it.
We did, and it
Y'all
was
can go
great.
back and watch it.
Listen, we are not a visual medium.
Oh, yeah, that too.
All right.
Gift three, stories three.
Story three, Gift of the Magi, a
Yep, Mickey
classic.
and Minnie's Gift of the Magi, which is a reinterpretation. It's a short story of the Gift of the Magi. A short story by O. Henry, the pen name of William Sidney Porter, first published in 1905.
The year that our president was born.
Don't say. Dark Randy?
Yeah, he's ancient.
He wasn't born in 1905.
I know, but that is crazy
Oh.
that we saw that TikTok the other day that was like, oh yeah, when you watch those old films that were like made in the 40s, the
Oh.
old people in those movies were born in the 1800s. And I'm like,
Yeah.
holy fucking
Yeah.
shit, that is
Like
wild.
what is it called? It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah,
Like the old
insane.
people in that. It's wild. And
Insane.
it's also wild to think like
That's gonna be us one day.
well, yeah, but
They're like, oh, they
like
were born in the 1900s.
well, yeah, it's already
Ah,
happening, right? But like
yeah.
someone who's 100 now was born in 1925, and it's very possible that like their parents could have been born in 1825. You know? It's
Yeah.
like it's crazy how long
Wild.
someone's life can last.
It can last
Because
too
what's the
long.
thing? It's like the fun fact that like there's someone who's only like three generations removed from like Abraham Lincoln or something like that. It's like how? He
Wild.
was alive a millennia ago.
A million trillion years. He was riding on the backs of dinosaurs.
Also Robinette over here,
Yes.
Dark Brandy was born in 1942. So that's honestly pretty crazy. 'Cause
Oh
what?
my
His
God.
parents could
Yeah.
have been born in the 1800s.
That is fucking
Right?
wild. I think
Or maybe
so.
not.
I mean,
But his grandparents.
they could be born in 1899,
Yo.
and
You're right.
then,
You're right.
technically that's the
You're right.
1800s.
You're right.
I'm gonna throw up. Okay,
Also, we
we
didn't
need to
even
move
say at
on.
the end of the Goofy one, the fucking classic dad move of like, hey, I got my snowboard. What'd you get?
Oh.
And Goofy said, I got the same thing I get every year. I ask for it every year. For you to be happy, Max. Ah! Damn
Gun to my head.
it.
Ah, it's too sweet.
And then Max says, hey, got you the same thing. Chat, let's
I'm
fucking
crying.
go, dude.
Chad, I'm crying in the club right
Oh, it's
now.
so good.
So good.
Okay, give some magic.
Kiss of the Magi. It's such a famous story that it's like cliche at this point.
El Clasico.
But basically, both Minnie and Mickey canonically poor. Interesting
Oh,
that so much of Christmas revolves around people being poor and the
interesting.
struggle of like being impoverished and
Huh.
like the pressures of capitalism, you know, just slamming its cold, dark boot on your throat and reminding you like just how insignificant and
Right.
bad you are at being a good person.
Rich.
Yeah,
And
you're so bad at being
this could
rich
all be so much better.
if you were rich.
We could all be hanging out.
But Mickey, I don't know what he does for a job. I don't think we've. Oh yeah, he is
I
working
mean, he's working
seasonally.
seasonal over
He's
here.
working seasonal for Stinky fucking Pete at the sweatshop that is his tree lot.
Pete's back, and surprise, surprise, he's a dick.
Yeah, he's a fucking con man. And then Minnie works at a department store, breaking her little back, working in fucking heels for what I imagine is our 18-hour shifts,
Yeah.
wrapping gifts, and they're both trying to earn enough money to buy a Christmas gift for one another. And Mickey wants to buy Minnie a chain for her, like she has a little heart-shaped golden watch that she keeps on like a fucking loose piece of string, because that's how we should be keeping precious things.
Hey, she ain't got no
Anyway,
money.
she's got no monies. Also, she is like neck deep in debt. She
Oh
is
my
about
God.
to lose her
She's
fucking
gonna lose the
house.
house next month.
Not even next month, like in 2 days.
They're
Horrible.
gonna evict her on
It's so
Boxing
bad that the cat knows she's in debt.
Day. Figaro?
Figaro fucking sits on top of an overdue bill
Hey,
to hide
yo.
it from Mickey. And
Figaro's like, you
she's
two
like,
were
God
rats.
damn. Damn, girl, you struggling out here. Poor Figaro. But basically, they're both busting their humps. Mickey's gonna get that chain for Minnie, and then Minnie wants to get Mickey a case for his harmonica. But both of those things are, I mean, I understand the gold chain. Can a box really be that expensive, I guess, for a
I guess it
harmonica?
depends on what kind of wood
I guess it's like a really
and
nice
like
custom-made
engraving.
box, I
Yeah, I don't
guess.
know.
I
Maybe
don't
it's
know.
got like gold plates. I don't know.
Ooh, fancy. But Minnie loves that Mickey like is a talented musician and like brings his harmonica everywhere he goes. And then Mickey also loves that Minnie gets to carry around a family heirloom that is very
And he
important to
loves
her.
that she can tell the time.
Oh my God, she can read a
Hey,
clock.
Mickey, what time it
She's a
is?
keeper. She's got brains between those 2 ears.
So obviously it's a gift of the Magi. It's a whole, it's not about the money, it's the intention, right? That whole thing. But it's still obviously, you gotta say it, as Gorgeous said, it's the capitalism. Is that whole thing. And we see very blatant things here with Pete and Mortimer, who is portraying Mickey, not Mickey's, Minnie's boss in this. For one, Pete out here scamming. He said, put the tree on layaway. We need to sell these 10-footers. First of all, homeboy, who the hell gonna buy a 10-foot tree? Where do you think you are? Take a look around, read the room.
Yeah, no. Nobody needs a 10-foot tree. Why did you cut down 10-foot trees and
Should have
or buy these?
never put that in. I don't know what you're thinking, but it
Idiot.
is a very funny line when, of course, the poor family comes through. They just want a regular tree, little small tree. Mickey got like the 3-foot or whatever. It's on deck. Pete's trying to sell the 10, and while the father's thinking, Pete says, "Get your foot off the brake, pal. The kids are waiting." Very funny line.
Yep, it is
I
very good.
gotta say, very funny. But of course, Mickey does the right thing. Pete steals his money
Yeah, it's fucking
because,
awful.
that's what your job can do, apparently. Just steal your time, steal your money, take it out your pocket.
Yeah, because Mickey had earned, like, I mean,
He
not.
already had it.
Yeah, well, he had the money from that really sweet old lady that gave him a tip for like tying her tree to her car.
Big buck.
And yeah. And then Pete said, actually, fuck you. But he got his own
He
kind
got
of,
his
because
own.
his shit got burnt to the fucking ground because he was a jackass, shoved a lit cigar in his back pocket, lit the money on fire, and then proceeded to burn down his entire business. And
Fantastic.
I need to see more of that in corporate America today.
And
Please
then
and
Minnie,
thank you.
same thing. She's working real hard, trying to get that Christmas bony. Kind of
Maybe don't
like,
say that.
certain companies, had to forego the Christmas bonus this year. Wonder why. But instead of getting a Christmas bonus, she gets a fruitcake. Which is wild because I feel like I know no one who's actually had a fruitcake. People don't actually eat fruitcakes.
No,
But it's
I don't know
funny
why
because
they are sold.
they're always portrayed in classic cartoons as like they weigh 3 tons for some
You're
reason.
essentially giving somebody a cinder block.
Yeah, he gives her like an anvil in the shape of a fruitcake. This is just to say, hey.
Also, he never even says her fucking
Oh,
name.
yeah, which is because your job doesn't care about you.
No.
They'll replace you. They don't care about your name. They just care about your labor. You don't owe them nothing.
Nope.
But obviously, they're like, oh, I ain't got no money. What the hell? Mickey's like, damn, how am I going to do this? He puts on a show. The firemen, they're busy doing something. I don't know. Some jackass is burning down his tree lot.
Something like that.
And Mickey tears the house down. Little Harmony.
Raising money and toy donations for the poor kids. Oh, look, more poor people.
Yeah, it's a funny thing.
They go
But I
hand in
mean,
hand.
yeah, I mean, you think of Christmas Carol and all that stuff. It's very much, it's just like, well, that's the whole reason, right? It's because people know. We know it's not the money that
But here's
makes
the
it
thing.
important.
Yeah. But it's hard because it's like only something that really gets brought to people's attention once a year, which is really, really fucking sad.
But so they got no money. What do they do?
We don't get to see what Minnie does, but basically, Mickey can't make it to the shop until after it had technically closed. But he like plays on the heart of the shopkeeper and he like opens the doors for him after all. And Mickey decides, in order to get Minnie this chain, I'm gonna sell my harmonica. I'm gonna trade it, basically. And you know, it's worth it for him because he knows it'll make Minnie happy. And then it's Christmas morning, they go to exchange gifts, and then it's hella awkward because they're like trying to get the other person to open it, and they're like,
It's
no, I
like,
can't
hey,
do it.
why don't you tell me the time,
Yeah,
huh?
what's the
I don't know how
time?
to tell time.
I don't know. Maybe how about we do a song instead or
Why
something
don't you
like that?
play the time on your harmonica? How
Just
about
play the
that?
time. Hilarious. And yeah, they end up opening gifts and guess what neither of them has?
The
The
thing.
thing,
They're like,
the
oh, it's
thing.
good. It's for my harmonica.
It's for my
It's like,
harmonica. A
oh.
chain for my watch. That's my mini voice. I can't do a mini voice.
It's a box for my harmonica.
Harmonica. I can't sound like
Harmonica.
Mickey. Oh no, he's not laughing right now because it's sad. But they are both like very grateful,
They're like,
even
damn, you love
though,
me.
yeah, even though neither of them can use the gift for its intended purpose. It's a gift from the heart.
Big facts.
Also, Minnie, maybe you should have sold the watch. I'm just saying,
She
just
did.
saying. No, I know. She sold it to get the box, but she probably should have sold the watch to pay some of her fucking bills.
It's also like it's funny just because it's like that point is like, but she's still gonna lose the house.
Yeah,
She's
I may as well give a Chris.
she's
This, oh no, this is like the stupid argument from that pop song that I hate.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago.
I work my ass off.
I still can't pay it though.
But I've got just enough to turn up in this
To
club
buy Mickey this harmonica case.
and have me a good time before my time is up and I get
Hey.
evicted.
Ooh. Fucking Figaro
Oh,
comes through.
time of my life.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Pitbull's Time
Yep.
of Our, is that what it's called?
I
Time
think
of
time
Our
of my
Lives.
life. Yeah.
Yeah, but in Christmas form.
Indeed.
And the narrator comes back. He says some nice lines. This one included. Banger. This man, bar after bar after bar. A gift from the heart is cherished and true. A present is best when love's given too. I'm ascending.
That is
I'm
so
floating. It's
true.
just, oh my God, that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about, dude.
It reminds
It's
me of
not
my
about the
coworker
monies.
who just got a Secret Santa gift that made her cry. Because it was
Oh
a handmade gift and there was so much heart and like thought
yeah.
behind it. Like that touched her so much more than like a $25 gift
Oh
card to
yeah.
Starbucks. Like, who gives a shit?
At the end of the day, that's the whole point, you know?
Everybody just wants to be seen.
You want to be seen, you want to be valued, you want to be like, hey, I want this thing, and here's the thing, because I love you. It's not, here's the thing I spent. It's not like, you give someone a gift and it's just like, yeah, I paid $5,000 for it, and it's like something they don't like or care about at all. It's like, oh, but you paid 5 grand. I love it. It's not how it works.
No.
It's just because you're giving someone something that they like want and
The reason
value.
I cried when my parents, my dad specifically, gave me that Luna Lovegood wand was not because I was a die-hard Harry Potter fan. It's because I wasn't able to go on that vacation with my family and I was super disappointed. But that whole time they were thinking about me and they got me a gift and were able to give it to me. And the thought behind that of like, my family loves me. They were sad I couldn't be there. So this is like their way of giving me that experience.
That's what it's
And I
all
just
about.
lost my shit and I cried. And my dad got teary-eyed for like maybe the first time in my life.
Let's go.
And I was like,
There's love.
yeah, that's
There's love in it.
love. Yay, there's love.
And we all come together for a finale, which is fun. I love it. Love
How
it.
delightful a finale.
Mickey and Minnie. They're out there hanging, they're having a grand old time. They're singing a song. All three of our casts come together singing a song. We got Mickey and Minnie singing Jingle Bells, I believe, right? And then Goofy and Max show up, deck the halls, and Donald and
We
his whole
wish you a
gaggle.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. And then it all comes together where, what do they say?
It's a medley.
They go, "We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la, those jingle, jingle
Jingle
bells."
bells.
And it ends. And they're all
And then
together.
there's a twinkly star in the night, and that's it. And
Yes!
then Eddie screams, "Let's go." And then I go to bed after.
Let's go, dude.
You started by saying,
Ah!
"Let's go," and you ended by saying, "Let's go."
That's it. The
Christmas gets you so
three let's
fucking
go
hype. It's
Christmas.
wild.
Because I love it. I love love, and Christmas is about love.
It
Is it
is about
not?
love. It
Isn't that the
is.
whole thing? It is to me, and I think it would be to most people. We just gotta remember it. And it's hard to.
Remember, the reason for the season is
It's
not
hard to.
Jesus.
It's hard
It's
to because
love.
real life things get in the way of us being able to just remember love is all you need.
Okay,
Shouts
Mr.
out.
Beatles.
Shouts out to the big four right there. And there is a little end narration, but we're going to save it to the end because damn,
Hooray, we
is
need a
it
final
good?
quote.
Damn, is it good?
Shall we
Well,
DTR?
let's do it.
Me, personally,
Oh, no. Oh,
I'm a
no.
very, 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 very light show dependent.
Oh, let's go.
It's like a
We
very,
made it.
very like it's like when you imagine back in high school and you think about your group of friends. And
Yeah.
then you go to like a reunion, and if that person was missing, you would be disappointed. You'd be like, "Oh,
Yeah.
they weren't able to come. Darn it. That sucks. That is my relationship with this thing.
All right.
Do I seek this film out? Not necessarily. Do I
Damn.
communicate with this film on a regular basis? No. But am I sad if it doesn't make it into like my circulation of Christmas films throughout the season? Yes, because it's very sweet, it's short, and it's just pure.
It
So
is.
there you go. That's my two cents.
I mean, DTR for me, much like many a Christmas movie, I love Christmas. It's my favorite. It's my season. It's always been, as a kid, I've always just loved the magic of it. I love how people, you could call it a facade, you can call it whatever you want. If you want to be a Debbie Downer, I just like that people seem a little bit happier around the season. Seem to remember what it's all about a little bit more, right? Seem to remember, hey, I want to show the people I love that I love them and I care for them and that they're important to me. I've always loved it. It's always made me happy. And Christmas movies, the themes, it's like there's so many Christmas movies that are like essential and I need to watch every year. This is one of them. This is family. They have to be there, much like so many other Christmas films. They have to be here. They have to be here around Christmas. I gotta see them. I gotta enjoy them. Mickey's Once Upon is one of them. All three stories are great, based on classics. This itself is a classic. They just make me all warm and fuzzy inside, feeling in my jellies. And man, the narration, the poems. It really speaks to what it's all about, right? That whole thing, a gift is best when love's given too. Come on now. Come on,
Take me to
man. If
church,
that doesn't make you
Mickey.
feel, if that doesn't make you feel at least a little something, and I understand, because obviously, the holidays can be hard for some, for many a reason. And obviously that's a different thing, I'm just saying, it's nice to see these things still injected into the stories we tell and the stories we enjoy. That at the end of it all, the reason that, going way back to like the pagans and like when
Mm-hmm.
all this stuff first started. At the end of it all, it's a celebration of being together,
Yeah, taking
of
care of
being
one
together,
another.
taking care of one another, doing it all over again, you know, making it to this point in the year, this point in time, and getting ready to do it again. The fact that we're lucky that we can do it and that we're all here and we can do it together. That's what it's about. This reminds me of that. I love it.
Amen.
And hey, Mickey and the gang, they're nice. They're cute. They're funny. You know,
Cartoons are cool too, I guess.
there's a reason they're iconic, right? They're cute. Well, that was that.
And this is this.
We want to extend the biggest of thank yous to all of yous. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your holiday season. I know it's busy, but thank you for taking the time out of your season and the, maybe a time away or sharing us with your family. Wouldn't that be nice? If you like what you heard, leave a rating, review, follow, download, spread the word. Tell your iconic cast of
Oh,
characters
slay. Big purr.
that they can find Show Dependent on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We should be there. You can follow the podcast on Blue Sky on Instagram. It is at Show Dependent Pod. That is at SHO Dependent Pod. You want to follow myself, Victor V. Sweet, on Twitch on Blue Sky. Gorgeous. Where can thou be found?
Thou can find me upon the blue sky, cerulean as the sea.
Ooh.
I don't do a lot on there. I do repost a lot of stuff,
There you go.
specifically cats. We could be mutuals.
Moots.
Yeah, fine. I want more moots, and you can find me at DJ Vivitch on there.
There you go.
Your girl
Underneath the
is
tree.
cleaning those faces.
There you go.
Please clean yours today.
There it is.
Preferably twice.
Give the gift
Of
a beautiful
skincare.
skin.
Yep, just take care of yourself, please. It's your largest organ. Go to see the
Oh
dermatologist
yeah.
once a
It
year,
is.
please.
It is, isn't it?
Yep. Skin checks are important, people.
Well, hey, next episode coming out. We know the season's almost over. I'm sad because it feels like it's just getting started. But the season's almost over. It's also sad because like Halloween gets a whole month, but Christmas ends a few days early.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But 25 just feels right for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a
The
good number.
31st, I don't know. Would be cool. But anyways, we got one more coming for this season, Christmas season. One more coming for this year, 2024. Oh man, what a year it's been.
Oh
But we got
boy.
one last gift. And hey, this one will be waiting under the tree for you because it's coming out on Christmas.
Three.
We're doing an iconic, a beloved, an absolute institution, Christmas classic. So many people, you know, I talk about movies that have to be watched. So many people think this one has to be watched. About a little kid called Kevin McAllister who gets left at home alone and has to defend his house against Joe Pesci.
That is a feat. That
Yeah,
alone is a feat.
right. We got some grievances.
Every day of my
Got
life.
some things. We'll get to it in the episode, obviously, but man, I love this movie, but simultaneously, I got my problems. All that and more,
Next
wrapped
time.
safely and snugly under your tree. Next time on the Show Dependent Podcast.
Three.
And why don't we end the episode the same way Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas ends, with one of the most beautiful quotes. The narrator letting us know what it's all about. So, in the end, it's love that's the reason that Christmas is more than a gift-giving season. It's a time with our loved ones to show that we care when families and neighbors come together to share. So, this Christmas season, let us all do our parts to keep Christmas spirit alive in our hearts.
Hooray! Huzzah!